turns around, you're expecting like, ooh, la camera. And it goes, it's a me, a Mario.
We got a little Italian dragon.
Got a little touch and everything.
So this is the mighty dragon plumber. He'll clear your pipes
with his mighty thume.
He'll use his thumes to clear your pipes. That sounds disgusting.
I don't know about you two, but if I personally ran into a dragon, my pipes would definitely be clean.
yeah, for sure. Hey, guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake, welcome to From Dusty Couches to Broken Discs. I'm your host, Glenn, along with my co-host, Adam.
Hello.
And my co-host, Big Dave.
Yo.
Each week, we look at games old and new, from everything you have been playing to everything you're playing today. And this week, it's a biggie. We're looking at Skyrim. Oh, love this game. But before we do start this week's episode, let's plug in that controller, spin that disc, and let's roll those intro credits. So yes, this week we are looking at The Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Probably one of the newest games we've done on this series so far, and it's an absolute amazing game as well. Jumping into your guys' memories, let's go with it. I'm going to go to Big Dave first, because I already can tell on Adam's face, he's sat there like, should we just ask him, Adam, have you ever played this game? Adam, have you ever played this game?
The answer you're looking for is no. My memory of this game is literally an arrow to the knee. That's it. That's all I know. The one me.
I used to be an adventurer like you. Then I took an arrow in the knee.
That is it. That's all I know about this game. So this week is for you two to persuade me to play this game.
But you didn't even paint a picture about hearing the story of the arrow to the knee. It was 2011.
I genuinely can't remember. I can't remember when it came out. I don't know. I just don't know. I know nothing of this game. But to be a dick, I've purposely not done any research because I want you two to try and... It's a game that's been on my list, but I want you two to try and like get me in the mood to play it and persuade me to play it.
I can't be arsed, to be honest. So does that end the episode?
Oh god, I'm getting flashbacks of Zelda all over again. Nope, that's
well,
fine.
You, might get lucky anyway, because if the baby's due today, and if it pops out, I have to leave. So you might get very lucky.
I'm excited for this. If she starts giving birth, honestly, just wheel her in, right? Just we'll keep recording. We can have the first ever on like podcast birth ever. I don't even know if there's ever a podcast that's had someone give birth on the show. We could be the first. That could be our selling point. That could be our gimmick, you know.
That's Adam with his baseball glove just trying to catch.
It's that old Xbox advert, isn't it? Where the baby shoots out, flies all the way across, and then into a coffin at the end as an old man. And you just sort of like, life's too short, play more.
You're going to have to pop that in the video.
Just the advert. The advert's going to have to go in. I'm going to have to find it now. But yeah, Skyrim. Dave, going to you then. Sort of memories of the game. I know you said you've not played it for a while.
I've not played it for years, to be honest. I mean, I missed the original like hype about the game, like obviously the 2011 hype. But I mean, I played it probably about 2015.
Yeah.
I was more.
Is that the first or second remaster of the game?
It was actually the first.
Been remastered like a million times.
It has actually, yeah. I was always more of a fan of the Fallout games, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just gave it a go. as I mean, obviously Game of Thrones and all that lot, I thought, yeah, fuck it, why not? You know, I was always a little bit into the, you know, Norse mythology and all that lot, so there's a lot of influence there. So yeah, gave it a go. Enjoyed the game. It was really good. It's one of them though. It's not my favorite. I've never been. I'm just not that into, you know, the Elder Scrolls.
No, I get it.
Games really. I mean, it's just one of them. I was always more into, like, obviously with RPGs, obviously like Final Fantasy, things like that.
Our turn-based battle systems and
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's more my alley rather than this. You know,
No, 100% agree with you. Yeah.
But yeah, I have given it a go, and I did enjoy it, you know, for what it's worth. And I mean, obviously, like the dragon battles and stuff like that. But a lot of the things that lured me in was some of the mods that I've seen, you know, like the Thomas the Tank
mods
engine.
Mods are brilliant.
They're amazing. Literally, Thomas the Tank engine is one of, like well, I don't know, Alduin
one of the dragons.
Freaking amazing.
It's when people actually put the music over of Thomas the Tank Engine.
That was one of the things that really lured me into wanting to play the game. I just thought these mods are amazing.
They are. The mods are so much fun. The people that have spent time modding this game, honestly, they deserve a medal for the work they really they've do. Done on this game, because these mods are some of the best I've ever seen in a game. I mean,
I'm literally searching for that Thomas Tank.
Honestly, it's brilliant. It is amazing.
So good.
Is there anything in particular about the game that stood out to you, Dave, from what you have played?
I mean, again, I was just looking for similarities between like the Fallout games, because I am a big fan of Fallout. But you know, with that, I mean, obviously, you know, obviously the battle system, you've got the whole, it's all fantasy, isn't it? So you've got the whole, like, being a high elf, being a dark elf, bloody all this lot. I mean, myself, I think the playthrough that I did, I think I played as a high elf.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have been crying that it's like, you know, you're really overpowered if you're a high elf, you know, you're not really. Basically, you've took the...
Dave loves playing as the overpowered characters in games.
Yeah, no, Eddie Guerrero.
Only way he plays.
If Dave could be Superman in real life, he would be. Just completely overpowered. Oh, yeah. Completely overpowered.
Of course you would. But it's one of them, because I wasn't dead invested in the game, so I just thought, you know what, fuck it, I'll just be one of the overpowered characters, you know, play my way through it, see what I think. You know, I enjoyed it for what it was worth.
Yeah.
But, sorry, go on, Luke. Sorry,
no, that's it, mate. That's, to be fair, that's okay.
No, I was just going to ask, like, is it... So, obviously, like, we've discussed, like, my attention span is non-existent. I get bored very easily when I'm playing games.
We've seen you fall asleep on the episodes.
And one of the big things that's put me off, like, as well, we've talked about hype, how hype puts me off a game, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't played this game, is because it was so fucking overly hyped.
Oh, it was.
Hyped.
Yeah.
I just couldn't bring myself to play it. But another thing is how long the game is.
Oh,
also puts me off.
Well,
like, I just don't have the time to invest. But if... It was one of those games where if you can't be asked doing all the side missions, you can just like smash your way through it. It's is that a thing in the game? Like, can I get through it? If I don't invest, if I don't want to do the other stuff, can I just plow through it? Like, basically get somebody like with a big fucking hammer and just smash my way through the game.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That, to be fair, that was one of the big selling points of the game. You can play it, you know, your own way. So you could do stealth if you wanted to. You could do the whole magic, you know, thing if you wanted to.
I don't
can just
like
go in. You can go in all guns blazing if you wanted to. I mean, it's your.
I mean, we figured that out from when you talked about how you play Assassin's Creed. You don't sneak. You jump in.
You go straight in.
Yeah. Even with Batman, he just dives straight in and just beat the shit out of everyone.
I don't sneak.
You can imagine that Adam got a lot of those messages like Ezio did not kill the innocents. So like, Adam's just killing everybody.
I'm just running through like, death to all! It's the same on like Valhalla. Like, I don't sneak around. I just fucking run in and just take everybody on.
It's pretty much what I do on that game as well. For me, with Skyrim, I unfortunately did fall into the hype. Now, this game came out while I was working, because obviously we've talked about how I worked at Blockbuster and I worked on the game side at Blockbuster. After I was let go from Blockbuster, I went to work at Game instead. And I was working at Game when Skyrim came out. Now, obviously, I had no intentions of playing it. I tried to play Oblivion, Elder Scrolls, and was not overly amazed by it. I played it for all of like an hour or so, and I hated it. Was not for me, couldn't stand it. It's like Dave, my RPGs, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, Zelda, they're my roleplay games. They're the ones I want to play. This just didn't stand out to me at all. But because I got talking to people that I was working with, and they're like, oh yeah, we're getting Elder Scrolls, we're all going to go home and play it. I thought, you know what? I'll buy it. I'll see what it's like. I get like 25% discount on it, so why the fuck not? Let's go for it. Bought the game, took it home, installed it. It took about 2 hours to install. I didn't even get a chance to play it that night because I had to go back to my other job that I was working at as well. I come home from work, it was snowing outside, and I was like, oh, all right, kind of goes with the mood of the game. All right, I'll play it. Playing it, and I actually really enjoyed the start of the game. Sort of like waking up on the back of that little wagon as you're walking, going around like that, and he goes, oh, you're finally awake. Like, what the hell's going on? Whack it was. The next minute, a dragon comes out of nowhere. That's like blowing shit up, and you just got, and then you're running to escape this fire, and then next minute, I'm like, all right, I'm kind of liking this. And then the guy fucks off, and then you just left to walk by yourself. And it took me about 4 hours to try and get to one little location because I deviated from the path. Started trying to climb over a mountain, died a million times, and I was sort of like, I don't like this game anymore. It's really crap. Just keep dying. What's going on? I thought, right, sit down, start the game again, and go through it. Followed the path properly, went to where I had to. And then I'm sort of like getting the hang of things, and I just went with it. And I tell you what, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Obviously, my first playthrough was shocking. But when I actually got into the game and it sort of opened up so much more of what you could do, what you could learn, fighting dragons, all the mad glitches that were in it when it first launched, like backwards flying dragons. it was great. You're walking along, you hear a dragon roar, you're like, what's going on? And then you see its tail. It's flying across the screen. And you're sort of like, okay, that's not right. In regards to this game, it has been sort of remolded and remastered more times than Madonna's face now. And I mean, it's just... Was that a low blow there, Dave? Was that a low blow? That's all our fans gone.
What's Madonna ever done to you?
Still would go.
Of course you would.
I mean, I have played this game on PS3, PS4, 5. I've played it on the Switch. I've played it on Xbox. Not once have I completed this game.
No, so. So.
I get. I pretty much. Yeah, but I think I pretty much get to the same point and just give up. Once you get to the point with some of the download content where you can start building your own house. That's it. I spend most of my time doing that. Building a house.
Just touching on that, even from the very beginning of the game, like when you're designing your character, you can spend so much time just fucking designing your character. I mean, I did it. Obviously, you got the opening scene, and then they're like, oh yeah, what's your name? What do you look like? Blah, blah, blah. You design your character, spend like fucking 50 minutes doing that. And then she says, right, put his head on a stump. Get your head cut. I'm not just gone through all that just get my head cut off in the first 5 minutes.
I wouldn't mind though, right? But it's like, you pick how everything looks, your face, everything, and then you never actually see your face in the game ever. Yeah, because true, you put a helmet
true,
on.
Yeah, that's true actually. Yeah.
You don't see your face. It doesn't matter what you look like. I mean, going into the game itself, Adam, do you know much about the story of the game?
I know literally fuck all.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
You're a person called a Dovahkiin who can use dragon language to fight dragons, basically. There you are. I've summed up the game. You don't need to play it.
So like Harry Potter with the snakes.
Yes, pretty much. But in the development, this game was obviously, because it was always Bethesda that were making this game, it was originally meant to be a Game of Thrones game. That was originally how it started its development, is it was going to be a Game of Thrones game. And then it all got changed. I don't know the full story of it, but it got changed. And then that's where they came up with Skyrim. But Skyrim had been mentioned before in previous Elder Scroll games. I mean, you've got, there's already been quite a few Elder Scrolls. I believe this one was number five. This was Elder Scrolls 5, so there was the, you know, your previous four games, but these games went back to like PC, and you had, like, I don't remember all of them. I know Morrowind, and I know Oblivion. They're the only two that I only really know off the top of my head, because I wasn't a big Elder Scrolls fan. It never appealed to me in a way. And then playing Skyrim, I actually really did enjoy it after a while, you know. Dragons to me are a big thing, and you know, I love my mythology and stuff like that, and this was actually quite nice. And you're running around, it's snowing. I mean, I love snow. Snow's my favorite weather, you know, and just being able to run around in the snow and fight dragons, that's what did it for me. Honestly, that is what made this game for me. And it's the whole, you have this massive open world and you can traverse it how you want. Do you want to get a horse? Do you want to go on, like, walk? At some point, with some of the download content, you can actually, like, shout a dragon and fly on a dragon. I mean, these were all the fantastic things.
Yeah.
There was loads of different mounts you could get, different armor, your weapons. You could, do you want to be an archer? Do you want to be a warrior? Do you want to cast spells? That like, for me, was so much fun.
Because it does sound awesome, like, on the outside, so, like, the ability to do all that is amazing. I've talked in previous games, like, I love customization, but at the same time, there's too much choice.
Like, I know.
Do I have the time to sit there and go through all of that?
Like, he's not happy if the game doesn't have enough choice. Honestly, if he's got too much choice.
I know 100% Adam's going to hate this. Would hate this game. He would hate it. Like, you don't even need to listen to the rest of the episode. I know 100% Adam would not want to play this game.
It's either on Game Pass or coming to Game Pass. So I'm thinking about giving it a go when it comes on. Or if it's already on, I'll download it and give it a go.
It is worth a bit of a play. Even if you just do like the first few missions, it is worth a play.
Dave is definitely right now. I'll probably play it for about 15 minutes and go.
Yeah.
Not for
definitely. Turns not. It on and you just hear the da-da-da. Da-da-da. Not too much for me, I'm off.
What is your name? I'm done.
Yeah, when he sees how many different face options there are. Yeah.
Nope. He's just like, he's like, what the hell's a foom? Or is that a fum?
I know some of the languages though on the game and how they spell things. He's going to be fucked.
I mean, if you want to explain what a foom is, that would be really helpful.
Yeah, well, it's like a dragon shout. You've got all these like abilities so you can defeat the different enemies and the dragons.
Yeah, it's a dragon voice. Ironically, you know what's really funny as well? So, Dave, did you ever get to the point where on the top of the mountain where you meet the dragon, the good dragon, who's not trying to eat you or kill you?
Yeah.
You know he's voiced by the guy who does the voice of Mario?
I did not know that, to be honest. And I can't even picture that, to be honest.
Why didn't the dragon do that? Go,
the dragon turns around, you're expecting like, ooh, la camera. And it goes, it's a me, a Mario.
We got a little Italian dragon.
Got a little tash and everything.
So this is the mighty dragon plumber. He'll clear your pipes
with his mighty thoom.
He'll use his thooms to clear your pipes. That sounds disgusting.
I don't know about you two, but if I personally ran into a dragon, my pipes would definitely be clean.
yeah, for sure. You give yourself your own enema.
Yeah. You'd stick the foam up your own arm.
My foam on a dragon's foam.
People are tuning in to actually listen to, like, hopefully I expect to, like, a really good episode about Skyrim. And we've gone on for about 5 minutes about a foam.
The best thing is I still don't have a clue what's going on.
How big is your thumb?
Thanks for playing out, guys.
Even when really he goes helpful. To even if he tries to play the game now, he's not gonna be able to play it seriously. he's just gonna be expecting fucking Mario to rock up at any point in the game.
Let's sum up the whole game for him. So there's a big bad dragon called Aldwyn. He's got a big foo and he wants to shove over your ass. That's the end of the game. That is the whole problem.
Yeah, there you are. Dave has summed it up in one.
I'm sold. I'm ready to play it.
Aldwyn and his big black foo. We'll terrorize you, Adam. That is it.
Pretty much. Well, this episode started up here.
Slowly plummeting.
Slowly, mate. It took a nosedive.
You too.
We're meant to be convinced. Every time we've been trying to convince him to play a game, it always just goes tits up.
I've got it downloading right now.
Good man.
He just wants to see Mario on a hill. Mario dragon.
If I start Googling, like, Skyrim, foom up the ass. Like, thingy, just be like, this is a different type of Skyrim to what you explain.
This is not what I expected from the game. That was the thing, the music for this game was so good. It was so catchy. I still listen to the soundtrack now. It was so good. It really is. Honestly, I just stick it on as I'm walking around and you sort of like feel epic. When like battle dragon music comes on, you're sort of like, I want to fight a dragon! Come here, I'll show you my thumb!
So you're telling me he doesn't go...
Well, you'd have to play it. You'll have to play the game, won't you?
When the dragon comes.
No, that was always the thing. You're walking along and you started hearing the battle music and you're like, right, where is it? And you're looking around and you can't see anything. And then it's just sort of like, all right, everything's fine. Battle music's on, but nothing's here. And you go to cross the road thinking you're going to find a wolf, and then a fucking dragon comes out of the sky and just starts gnawing at your leg.
Well, this is us jumping back to those mods when you got the Thomas one. You're just like, dun, 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 dun. Thomas will come and terrorise you. It's fucking amazing. You need to put some pictures of those mods in the ground.
I will do. I mean, there was one video of a mod where someone has literally, on PC, you could put the cheats in and your mods and things like that. And someone activated a cheat where it'll put every mission in the game, all the markers come on the screen. I wouldn't mind, though. There's like over 1 million quests on this game. All the markers come up for every quest, and then he's unlocked every dragon to attack all at once.
What?
You open this door and there's just dragons everywhere. And it's just one of those ones where you can see it now. He just sort of stood there, pulls out his sword and goes, for Frodo! He start running into it. Oh, God. Honestly, that is what this game was great, is it just allowed it to open up for so many people. And Dave, you said it best, that you could play this game however you wanted. Did you want to be an elf? Do you want to be a Nord? Do you even want to do the main quest? Do you just want to do side quests? I don't want to be the Dragonborn. I just want to be some random guy who buys a farm and works the farm. You can do that. I want to build a house. Go and do it.
Exactly.
You want to be you had so many different guilds. You had like the Thief's Guild and everything, and you could just become a thief.
Exactly.
You didn't have to stick to the main story. It had so much
opportunity. I did really enjoy that element in the game, really. Like you say, you could, I mean, even the side quests, I always hate doing side quests, but in this game I didn't actually mind doing them because they were actually, you know, there was some thought. It wasn't just, you know, rinse and repeat. It was they were well thought out little quests.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And stuff, so, you know, you never got bored.
Is there enough for someone who's as, like, picky as me?
Yeah.
To play
There's a lot.
You guys know what type of game I like and stuff.
Yeah.
And you think it's a game that I'll be able to pick up and get into.
There is a lot to do, but at the same time, you don't have to do it. The game doesn't force you to take these choices. It makes you do the first main mission. Once you've done the first main mission, the world is for you to explore. You can go wherever you want, do whatever you want, fight whatever you want. Just don't fight giants. They will fuck you up. Basically. If you see a woolly mammoth, run. Don't go anywhere near them, because wherever there's a woolly mammoth, there's a giant. And if the giant doesn't like you, you go in, he hits you with his fucking club, and you go into all like ragdoll mode and just get sent to space. you just go flying. It's brilliant. I'll put a clip of it here of what happens when you get hit by a giant. But the game is, that's what's so great about this game, is it had a very vast story. So if you are someone who does like games for the whole story side of things, stick to the main mission. Just do the main mission. Do some side quests to level up and then carry on doing the main mission. If you don't want to do the main story and you do want to just explore like the Thief's Guild or, you know, go and become a mage, you can fuck the entire story off. All right, there'll still be a few dragons flying around, but you don't have to go and fight them. You could run away from them if you wanted to. You have to run fast because they do come after you. But you can do so much on this game that you're not tied to the main story. They said when they made this game that it's one of those games that you will literally be able to play forever because it's got endless quests, endless side stories, endless little missions that you can go and pick up.
Every like GTA 5.
You just beat me to it, you
fucker. Well, I mean, that's been remastered just as much as this has.
It really has.
I mean, how long is it going to be before you can play fucking Skyrim on your microwave? It is one of those games, though. That, I mean, did you ever see, like, the... you know, like they do, all the big tech companies do all like, these April Fool's videos. And like, announce like these big products when they did the Assassin's Creed one for the Wii and it came with like the arm slots for the controller. It was all fake. None of it was real. But it was like showing people doing front flips and all sorts. There was one that you'd be able to play Skyrim on your Alexa. And he's got, I think it's one of the guys from Key and Peele. Who's doing the advert, and he's like, okay, it goes, you are faced in front of a dragon. Okay, hit the dragon. It doesn't work. Oh, damn, you have one health. Okay, eat a wheel of cheese. Eat a wheel of cheese. Eat a wheel of cheese, because he's trying to get the health back. Eat a wheel of cheese. And he's constantly screaming at it. He's like, right, Fusroda! And he's shouting dragon spells at the speaker. And people went mad thinking it was going to be this whole big real thing that he had ported Skyrim over to everything that you could get. But it was just one of those April Fool's videos. And it was great. I loved it. I was like, oh, yeah. But I'll to like play Skyrim in bed on my Google speaker. Just about to go to sleep going, oh, yeah, where am I? You are facing a dragon. Right, let's go for it. Come on. It wouldn't have been great because my housemate would have been trying to go to sleep. And I'm there going, kill the dragon! Screaming at it. Especially, like, my girlfriend stays over or something. She's in bed and I'm there trying to play it. Screaming at the speaker. Wouldn't be happy, I can guarantee you. This game, it was... Even if you haven't played it for a while as well, you could pick it up and you could still figure it out quite easily. Because, like I say, it got remastered again for the PS5. And it was free if you'd already bought it on the PS4. So obviously I've downloaded it and I've been playing through it again because, like I say, I've never completed it. And I was like, oh, my aim's to complete it. I've not played it now for about 2 months, which already shows you I've given up.
It's just not meant to be, Glenn. You're just not meant to finish the game.
I don't even know how this game ends.
Honestly, love how you bought it on pretty much every console as well.
And play the exact same bits every time.
Exactly.
I am that sucker for this. I am one of those who just goes, oh, the remaster Skyrim. I'm going to buy it.
At least I only did one proper playthrough, and it was on one console.
I wouldn't mind, no, but I name my character the same name every time. I use the same build every time.
Yeah, Glenn.
And I genuinely...
Glenn is done off.
And I genuinely try and follow the same story every time. I've got my own technique. I have one hand that has fire and I have my sword in my other one so I can blast fire at them for ages until they're a bit weak and then smack them with my sword.
What's your character's name, Glenn?
Lothian.
Lothian.
Yeah. It's a song by Marillion for a song called Heart of Lothian. So that's the reason why. Although Lothian's a Scottish town. So.
Okay.
It's not exciting in any way, shape, or form.
Dave, what do you call yours?
People are expecting Glenn. Something, mate.
What?
Dave, what calls... do you call yours, Glenn?
No, I call it Dave.
calls him Glenn, and first thing he does is he dives into a water and lets him drown. Yes, yes. Now I shall start the game again and call him Dave.
Big D of Highwind.
Dave doesn't even put armour on his character, he just runs around in his underpants.
Literally just runs around naked.
Freedom!
This is Sparta, Rangoon.
This Dave runs up to Mario, the Mario dragon, and punches him in the face.
Just booms him to death.
Ah, I see your food's as big as mine.
I see why they call you Big D. Or should we say Big T?
The topic of conversation just keeps going down. I don't see it coming back up anytime soon.
He's just going to play the game just so we can find out what a food is.
Literally, that's the only reason for this game.
He's going to come back on next week and go, I hate you two.
He went down the rabbit hole.
I've sunk 127 hours into this game and nothing. Sorry, take a quick drink now. In regards to the game, does anything else sort of, has anything else stood out to you, Dave, in regards to your playthrough, what you've done, or anything you wanted to do in the game that you've seen already in the past?
Again, realistically, I just enjoyed the freedom of it. You could do what you wanted to, like you say. It's one of them is I haven't invested that much time into it, as I said. So I don't know, obviously, the different paths. Obviously, you could take, you know, you go down like one route with one character, and then like I've not gone through it again and, you know, tried, you know, what the different route would be or what the...
Yeah.
You know,
well, you had all the skills as well, didn't you? You become a blacksmith. You could, with the newest update as well on the PS5, you could get a fishing rod and actually go fishing.
Standard RPG, that.
we
would
play
RPG if you couldn't go fishing.
I remember me and you playing Final Fantasy Online and spending about 4 hours fishing. That's all we did for 4 hours was me and Dave sat on a dock fishing. Mid-COVID lockdown, just me and Dave fish on a dock, watching the sunset, beers at home. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
Then when one of our other friends logged in, he just logged out. He's like, I finally found you. I was like, oh, it's time to go.
It's like when he first logs in, though, and he spawns right in front of you, and you've just gone, oh, bye.
Bye.
But yeah, fishing is a standard RPG thing. And that was a great thing is, if you wanted to, you could just become a farmer. You could just go like run to someone's farm and start picking up the crops and sell them back to the people who own the farm and then rest for a couple of hours and then do the same again. And that's what I enjoyed about it. It really was just, it was like a life simulator. Just that life was really worse than what your life is. Because you could get attacked by a dragon at any point. You could be thooned to death.
Depends on your perspective there, guys.
But Adam, in regards to what you've seen, what sort of bits have you seen that may have made you think you wanted to play it?
Well, it's more like, again, it's more the hype. That it's kind of making me want, like, obviously I said I don't want to play, it puts me off wanting to play the game, but it doesn't mean I don't want to play it. Like, I want to play it, it just, something inside me when it's hyped, like, won't allow me to play the game, but I want to play it. Like, it's obviously highly rated for a reason, and I do want to play it and experience it at some point. I don't want to go forever, like, without knowing the story and stuff, so... I don't know. There's not any one thing that's drawing me in. It's just I want to try and experience the whole game, the story, the graphics, the plot. Story and the plot. It's the same fucking thing. The special abilities, the dragons getting foomed.
Just getting foomed wherever you can. Yeah. No, I went down some dark alley and I was doomed. Oddly enough, you find a lot of thooms in caves.
If I get the dark web version of Skyrim. It's a whole lot of thooming.
This is where someone messages me now and I go, oh shit, I've been playing the wrong game all this time.
But yeah, there's no one thing. There's a collection of things that I want to play. And obviously you two really enjoyed it. So there must be, again, there's a reason for that. I just need to push myself to play it. Once I play it, I'll probably actually love it. Just getting my mentality right to commit.
It is one of those ones where once you start playing it, it does. Because once you've done that first mission, everything opens up. First missions are always training level, aren't they, on what to do and how to maneuver things and how to look around. Like, old games didn't give us all that. We've always said that. Newer games have to spoon feed you because there is so much more to do now. It's not just as easy as running from one side of the screen to the other. Now you've got this big 3D world. You've got to maneuver how you look around, how you walk. When you start running, you see your arms doing this, and it's just sort of like, there's so much you've got to learn. It's just get over that first mission. Once that first mission's out of the way, just do whatever the fuck you want.
Well,
basically,
obviously the a little person is arriving soon, and I'm going to be up for. Basically, I'm not going to be.
This is where we are now.
I'm not going to be sleeping for 3 weeks, so maybe I'll be able to actually get some. I need a game that will sustain me for 3 weeks. So
yeah, there'll be no filming for you.
I'll be the one being filmed. Yeah.
But yeah, if you're gonna have to sink a couple of hours into something, something to sort of keep you occupied and things like that, Skyrim's definitely the way to go. Hand on heart, I really enjoyed this game. I mean, I've played it on every fucking console going, apparently. I mean, it is one of those ones that, I mean, yes, I may not have completed it, and my goal is to eventually complete this game at some point in my life.
If I complete it before you, Glenn,
I hope so.
That'd be pretty sad to me.
I'm going
to
give me your PS5.
No, what kind of deal is that? But no, it is definitely one that I would recommend playing. It is fun. I've enjoyed it. It is one of those games that I can just pick up and replay again at any point. Because it's just fun. It's no massive challenge to it. There's some bits that are challenging, some bits where you think, you know what, I'm strong enough, I can go and take this on. And you'll run headfirst into it, like fighting a Yeti or something. And it'll bash your fucking skull in.
Maybe we should do a Let's Play of me, giving the game a go.
Yeah.
Might as well, actually.
It's just us there asleep because it's the middle of the night. Adam's trying to play the game, got the baby here, and me and Dave in the back.
No, well, like I said before, it was 2 hours of him making his character, so.
And I'm getting angry at it. Yeah.
It's not quite right.
That's the only bit we'll record, just Adam making his character.
I'll spend 2 hours making a character that I'll walk outside, see one bad person, get hit once, and be like, right, that's it, game over.
It wasn't worth it.
Well, I died, those two lied to me. They said this game was great. I mean, have you guys got anything else you want to say about this game? Anything you can think of?
I haven't said much.
Just move on.
I think it's going to be time to move on to your memories of the game. And I did get quite a few this week, which I'm quite happy about. So I've got Dave on Facebook who says, I remember playing Oblivion and thought they had reached peak until Skyrim. Such an amazing game. Literally, all these comments are just people praising this game. Mike on Facebook, the amount of people who would say an arrow to the knee pissed me off so much. This game was great, though. We've got Sarah on Facebook as well. If you haven't shouted Fus Rodar at your partner, have you ever really played Skyrim? I haven't shouted at her, not yet.
Well, I've never played it, so.
I've got Faye on Facebook as well, who's Faye, big time listener, we know that. Khajiit has wares if you have the coin. Adam, you won't get that. But when you play the game, you'll understand.
Does he has wares?
Yeah. I've got CC on Facebook, who's put a masterpiece. It is one of those games that makes you think video games can be considered an art, like a painting, music, or a movie. It is fantastic. Virtual experience, deep history, superb gameplay, beautiful graphics, majestic music. In short, an incredible journey for all people who love video games. Okay, now that was detailed.
Very, very in-depth.
Why didn't you two say that? Tell me wanting to play the game. Yeah.
CC, if you want to... CC, come on the show. You can leave us a comment again. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yeah. We found Adam's replacement, finally.
I've got Adam on Facebook, not that Adam, clearly. Skyrim is awesome. Absolutely love the game. Played it so many times. Also have to say, love the show, guys. You are great. Oh, thank you, Adam. Thanks, Adam.
Definitely was not me to say that.
Definitely wasn't you.
No, it definitely wasn't.
I've got Morgan on Twitter, who has said, just me, or did Lydia have far too much sass for a servant? Yeah, you know, like when you ask her to carry, you click her name and go, can I need to give you something. She goes, I am sworn to carry your burden. It's like, all right, bitch, calm down. I've got Dale on Twitter, who said also, the glitches were the best. I mean, ass with flying dragons. William on Twitter, just overall best game I've ever played. They've truly outdone themselves on this. And Luke on Twitter as well, who put, this game seriously is amazing. Sound, graphics, gameplay, it's pure beauty. Best money I have ever spent. I mean, those are some... I don't think we've ever had an episode where we've talked about a game where someone has praised it as much as these people. I mean, CC, yours was just amazing. I loved it. That should just be like the blurb for this week's episode.
Yeah, it should actually. Yeah. That was just... actually sound professional for once.
Yeah. Instead of, this week we talk a lot about Thooms.
Literally all we got from the game. There's an awful lot of
Thooms. That's all I know about this game. You haven't talked about anything else, just Thooms.
That's all you need to know.
I still don't
literally
know
all you need to know. Literally all you need to know.
Again, thank you so much for all those that have commented this week. There's been a lot of comments and I loved it. You can obviously message us about any games that we are going to be playing in the future. If you haven't even mentioned it yet, you can still email us your memories for that game, because we will read them out when we do get round to that game. Our email address is down there at the bottom of the screen once again, and that is dusty2broken@gmail.com. And for those listening, it is dusty, the number 2, and broken@gmail.com. With that, I think it's time to get to the quiz. And this week, because he knows nothing about the game, Adam is doing the quiz.
Dum dum dum.
Well, the last time Adam did a quiz and it was a game that he didn't know, you know, I got well and truly
Glenn
spanked.
Glenn had a little spat.
I had a hissy fit, all right, yeah.
Yeah, he fucking pouted his little way
full on
into cancelling the episode.
The episode came out. It was just heavily censored.
So
heavily censored.
So much was cut.
After you slagged me off for 10 minutes.
Heavily censored.
And the so best, just for the listeners, the best part about it, Glenn was like, nobody will know the answers. Nobody. He had 4 choices, right, per question. We had a house party with somebody who liked Zelda just as much as Glenn. We asked him the same questions without the options, and he got them all correct.
Oh dear.
All right, let's move on to the quiz. Move on to the quiz.
Anyway,
I'm not gloating this week.
Obviously, I'm probably quite clear now that I know fuck all about this game, and I was doing no research.
Doesn't even know what a foom is.
What the hell is a foom?
So I found the quiz.
Question number 1.
It could be one of the questions I've not even looked. I found my old friend, Fun Trivia.
Pretty sure Dave slagged you off for that.
I think that's what we have.
This one is by Lloyd Dizzle Free. I think that's how you say it.
God, he can't even read.
You knew it was coming.
Are you two ready?
No. Let's go.
Are you fucking? You got your papers?
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Question. Yeah, I'm already gonna fuck this up. Question number one. The Dover are also known as what animal in Skyrim? Is it A, dragon, B, dog, C, frost troll, or D, ice wraith? I should probably open something to actually keep track of the scores.
I've completely forgot what you said.
I'll read them out again. So one second. Right. Whew. The Dover are also known as what animal in Skyrim? I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
D-O-V-A-H.
Yeah, the Dover.
A, dragon. B, dog. C, frost troll. Or D, ice wraith.
I think we should give Adam a point just for getting Dover right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying it right, yeah.
First time that anyone doing the quiz gets a point.
So...
three, two, one. Glenn says A. Dave says C. The answer is A, dragon.
Oh, fuck.
Dover King Dragonborn!
So it's been a while since I played this game.
Question number two.
Who has the mightiest thumb?
Question number two. Which are the two fractions which are at war during the course of the game? Is it A, Orcs and Imperials, B, Greybeards and Dragons, C, Stormcloaks and Imperials, or D, Stormcloaks and Nords?
I know this. I'm doing well.
Three, two, one.
And I probably fucked this up now. Wrong.
C, you're both correct.
Yes.
See, Glenn's liking this quiz now.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Fucking balance.
Like I say, this is because this game is extremely fresh in my mind. I played it 2 months ago. I've played it so many times. I know this one. I'm still going to fuck up somewhere. I always do.
Question number three. I can almost guarantee I'm going to say this wrong. Solda is what race of species? Y-S-O-L-D-A. Ysolda.
Okay.
Is it A, Nord, B, Wood Elf, C, Orc, or D, Dark Elf?
All right, now I'm gonna fuck up.
Sorry, can you just repeat them again?
Yeah, is it A, Nord, B, Wood Elf, C, Orc, or D, Dark Elf? Three, two, one. Glenn says D. Dave says B. You are both wrong. It is A, Nord.
Ah.
Glenn's 100% is now gone.
At least that's gone.
Well, motherfucker. It's just not meant to be. Much like me ever completing Skyrim, it's just not meant to be.
Question number four. Where do you fight your first dragon in Skyrim? Is it A, Helgen, B, Western Watchtower, C, Whiterun, or D, Riverwood?
God, I haven't played this game in so long. I can't remember any of them. I can't remember any of the fucking names. Oh, God.
It's like when the guards would come up to you and go, why all that shouting?
actually fighting the dragon.
Yeah, where do you fight your first dragon?
So it's not when you see it. Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, that's fucking gas. I don't really know.
I used to be an adventurer like you. Then I took an arrow to them.
3, 2, 1. Glenn says B. Dave says D. Glenn is correct with B, Western Watchtower.
I remember that one.
I gave Dave the point then by accident. So
I know. Please do.
Dave's game well and truly thumed, didn't he?
you're only two ahead.
I know, yeah. I'm going to fucking help you before, trust me. Now that I've done a little bit of gloating, that's it. It's all over. This is where it always goes pear shaped for me.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Number 5. Alduin's Wall can be found in which location? Is it A, Skyheaven Palace? B, Dawnstar? C, Hobbs Fall Cave, or D, Skyhaven Temple?
I'm all sneezy. Yeah.
Three, two, one. Glenn says D, Dave says C. Glenn is correct. Oh.
I'm just glad he didn't get his 100%.
At least you got one right as well, Dave, because you're on track to get fucking zero.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, true. That's true.
Number 6. The refined moonstone is used to make which type of armour? Dwarven. C, Orcish. Orcish. C, Daedric. Or D, Elven.
Can you just read them out again for me, sorry?
Yeah. Do you want the question as well?
No.
Okay. A, Dwarven. B, Orcish. C, Daedric. Or D, Elven.
Oh, God's sake.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Glenn says C. Dave says A. You're both wrong. It's D, Elven.
Oh, I was down to either fucking Daedric or Elven.
Oh, I've just deleted Dave's score by mistake.
Hey! Dave's got zero!
Fuck off. At least give me the one. I couldn't get 100% wrong.
For the first person ever to get 100% wrong.
That would be absolutely brilliant if they got all wrong. I'd be so happy.
No.
Number 7. Alva is a vampire from which location? A, Morfall. B, Dawnstar. C, Marakath. Or D, Iverstead.
Oh, no. Nah, I got a clue.
All right.
Thought you was going to fuck it up now.
2, 1. Glenn says B. Dave also says B. You are both wrong. It is A, Morfall. Dave, you are doing fucking
terrible. Fucking shit in this. I told you, I've not played this game for fucking ages on a bowling
ball. You've got one in four chance of getting it right now. Come on.
Doesn't fucking hell. I haven't got a clue.
Fucking hell. Dave's going to be thuming himself to sleep tonight.
Honestly, I'm not going to shit. I could not give a shit, but...
Sorry, mate, so am I. Don't worry about it.
I know, you're not doing too great yourself.
No, I'm really not. I was doing so good at first. I was like, yeah!
Glenn's only got 4 out of 7 here.
Oh, and then it all went to shit.
Number 8. Thorold Greymane is captured and held captive at which location? Is it A, Northwatch Keep? B, Blue Palace? C, Winterhold, or D, Cracked Tusk Keep?
Do I go with the one that Adam struggled to say, like usual?
Maybe I'm doing that to throw you off now, like I said last week.
Or maybe you just can't read. I don't know. Oh, God.
I've done a quick switch last minute. I know I've got it wrong as well.
3, 2, 1. Glenn says C. Dave says A. Dave's got one right!
Hey, two.
A, Northwatch Keep.
Yes, I'm on to 2. Everything to play for, boys.
It's still anybody's game.
I'll tell you what, if Glenn got the next 2 wrong and Dave got the 2 right,
yeah,
he'd be level.
Yeah. Oddly enough, that is a high possibility it could happen.
Well, you better not, because I don't have a bonus question, so... Also, the average score for this quiz apparently is 8 out of 10, so you two are fucking terrible. Number 9. What is the house available for purchase in Riften? Oh. Is it A, Driftside, B, Steelside, C, Nightside, or D, Honeyside?
Riften. Oh, fucking hell. I don't know.
I guess. Never bought the house in Riften.
2.
Oh, fucking no.
1.
More guesses.
Glenn says C, Dave says D. Dave's done it again. It's Honeyside.
I told you it's a high possibility that this can go on.
Oh my God. If it happens again, if Dave gets this right and Dave gets it wrong. It's the greatest comeback in history.
Is it? Is it really? Well, it looks like Glenn's getting thumbed alone tonight. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. Question number 10. The house with the rusty mace and Daedric shrine can be found in which location?
Oh.
Is it A, Dawnstar, B, Markarth, C, Falkreath, or D, Shaw's Stone?
Oh, fuck. I don't fucking know.
Pressure on Glenn here now.
I know, yeah.
Pressure.
Sorry, could you just repeat the answers again? Sorry.
Yep, so the house with the rusty mace and Daedric shrine can be found at which location? A, Dawnstar, B, Markarth, C, Falkreath, or D, Shaw's Stone? Three, two, one. Glenn says A, Dave says D. You are both wrong. It's B, Markarth. I fucking thought Dave did it then. I thought he did it. When I saw Glenn's answer was wrong, I was like, he's done it. But no, Glenn is the winner. 4-3.
By one.
Just by a skin of my fucking teeth.
That is terrible.
I actually don't feel as bad now. That was really bad by both of us.
That was fucking terrible.
We were both fucking shit.
That was shocking.
I was kind of rooting for Dave at the end, but also...
I was rooting for Dave as
I needed
well.
Him to get it wrong because I did not have another question for you. So that is the... God, you're both terrible.
So apparently I don't know Skyrim as well as I thought.
So this quiz, right, 2,028 people have played it with an average score of 8 out of 10.
Ooh. Yeah, and?
You two.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Dog shit.
It's late in the evening, it's Sunday night, none of us can be bothered, right?
True. Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
You two are just the fucking the worst. That's all it is.
Really are.
That was so bad.
Well done, Dave. Well done. You had a great comeback then. I actually honestly was rooting for you to overtake.
I would say it wasn't much of a challenge. Both so shit.
Adam, when you replay the game, I think me and Dave need to replay it as well.
Replay the game.
You're playing for the first time. For me and Dave, it will be like the first time.
Dave and Glenn well and truly spooned.
Adam's quiz doomed us well and truly. That note, remember to leave a comment, like and subscribe to our show wherever you listen. You can find us on YouTube for any of the videos. We're also on TikTok, we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you usually sort of sit on the toilet and browse, we're there. You can find us. Listen to our show every Monday.
If you're having a quick foom,
foom yourself to us.
Please don't.
please don't.
Remember, you can email us any questions you've got about the show, any feedback, and obviously if you've got any ideas of what you want to see on the show. Do you like the quiz? Do you not like the quiz? What bits work for you and what doesn't? You can email us our email address.
You don't like the quiz.
We didn't this week. We enjoyed the last three quizzes. The last three have been really good because we've actually gone out and done the research for it.
Exactly, yeah. Such a cop out.
I'm sure Lloyd Dizzle 3 did the research for it.
Maybe he did, but is he on our show? Remember to email us if you've got anything you want to say. Our email address is down there once again. And for those listening, it is dusty2, that's number 2, broken@gmail.com. And remember, you can find us on all your usual podcast places and even here on YouTube. But apart from that, I've been your host, Glenn. He's been my co-host, Adam. And he's been my co-host, Big Dave. See you when we get thoomed next time in the next episode of From Dusty Caches to Broken Discs. Bye.
Later.
Give us money, 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 give us money.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know. I'm sick of thooming myself.
That was terrible.
that was shocking. That quiz.
I really was rooting for you at the end there, Dave.
Four to three, fucking hell.
We've just spent an hour talking about thooming.
And it was thooming brilliant.
Do you regret it?
No.
No, anyway.
If he missed his child being born, didn't he?
It'd be thooming worth it, Dave.